coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
If I was the deep state and I wanted to destroy America, I would rig the election with a puppet candidate. One that was so compromised that they would never say a word about it. I would create a false flag that allows for mail-in ballots. I would be in charge of the ballot counting machines. I would create a false flag to blame all who question the results of the election. If I was the deep state, I would prosecute anyone that went against me. I would sue and prosecute anyone that spoke up about the fraudulent election. I would use my powers to shut down all your internet businesses and bankrupt you. If I was the deep state, I would make everyone an example why you should never question a Democrat ever winning an election. I would imprison my foes. I would use my corrupt DAs and blackmailed judges to destroy you. I would make sure all crimes I ever committed never happened. I would prosecute my biggest competition. I would make sure they could never run for office ever again. If I was the deep state, I would convince everyone that Ukraine Nazis were good and women are men. If I was the deep state, I would own every politician that mattered. If I was the deep state, I would push my pedophilia ambitions on you. If I was the deep state, you'd question your sexual identity, but not the medical establishment. If I was the deep state, you would fear to ever resist me. If I was the deep state, you would wish I was really the devil. If I was the deep state, I would say mission accomplished.
Welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today. It's Wednesday, July 26, 2023. Of course, I'm Doug Hagman. With me is Randy Taylor. Together, we're going to have a conversation. As I promised yesterday, we're going to have a conversation today about a number of things, ranging from the absurd to the even more absurd. As I look down my list here of important things, to the threatening, to the problems of potential of war, world war, nuclear war, to the invasion of the United States, with the imprimatur of both the Republicans and the communist left, the Hunter Biden situation. Folks, Joseph Biden is not long for that position. I'm telling you right now, and I'm sure Randy will agree when I bring him on, that Joseph Biden, Joseph Robinette Biden, is so compromised and so cognitively impaired that the left must get rid of him ASAP. And I was speaking with someone early this morning, well before dawn, and rumors are abound in D.C. about Biden's soon departure. Hunter Biden's attorneys are facing sanctions for pulling a stunt that, if you did that here, even here, they could wind up in jail. More on that. It's becoming more difficult, folks, for the left, for the medical industrial deep state complex, whatever you want to call it, to hide the fact that the injecticide, the COVID injections, with the approval and smiles and winks and nods of Donald Trump, is part of a bigger depopulation agenda. You've got people, many people, dropping dead, going to the hospital, from LeBron James' son to Tori Kelly, apparently a singer or entertainer, going to the hospital for blood clots. we've got some murders, I believe, and I'm going to get Randy Taylor's take on this, because he's got some information through his sources and his research about Tafari Campbell's death, the parallels with Clinton chef Walter Scheib, and another death in the orbit of the Obamas. And you may say, well, you know, it's typically, or it's really normal, because they know a lot of people, so a lot of people are going to die. Yeah, okay. Keep telling yourself that. And of course, we're looking at the economic news, not so good. Folks, prepare yourselves for this. U.S. Federal Reserve will likely lift interest rates to a 22-year high today. Okay, and I was told once that a rate hike of 1% would kill like a million people in a third world country. Or let me be a little bit more precise in the language. The impact from a 1% rate hike in the U.S., the global ramifications for third world countries would cause the deaths of a million people per percentage point, at least. Before I bring Randy Taylor on, I do want to show you this. This was on Twitter. This was apparently yesterday. And this is, in my mind, well, things to come. And the perfect picture of things to come. Check that out. That is the, for the radio listeners, that's the Capitol building. And what you see there is a wall cloud with a funnel cloud coming down by the appearance of this picture right on top of the Capitol. Folks, there is a storm coming. The storm is actually here, and we are all part of it. And with that, I want to bring on Randy Taylor. Randy, how are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you doing today, buddy?
Very good. Very well. Thank you. Appreciate you asking.
At least we're alive.
At least we're alive and watching history in the making.
Tell you what.
You know, look, I believe Jack Smith is going to be indicting Donald Trump here, if not this week, certainly next week. Or very soon. He's got problems in Georgia. They want to keep him off the ballot, and I believe that's going to cause bloodshed all in the streets of the U.S. We were talking about that yesterday. And, you know, there we are. I mean, what do you think? I mean...
chaos in the making.
Chaos in the making, indeed. Mm-hmm. And you know... I mentioned that rate hike. We're looking at a new BRICS currency backed by, a new BRICS currency. Will it be backed by gold? And if so, would that mean the end of the U.S. global, U.S. dollars, the global dominance for the U.S. dollar? I believe so. We're also looking into something, and this caught my attention. And Randy Taylor, I don't know if you had a chance to see this, but I want to bring it to yours. Breitbart, there's something more to this story than is being stated. According to Breitbart, now I don't have this in the show notes, but three U.S. Marines were found dead from Camp Lejeune, were found dead in their vehicle. Three men found dead in a stationary, meaning a parked car, at a North Carolina gas station, were identified Tuesday as U.S. Marines stationed at Camp Lejeune. And when I looked at this, and look, people die all the time. People die every day, right? But Randy Taylor... What do you make of this news report where it says the sheriff for Pender County, in a release on Facebook, I love these, this new technology or this new stuff now, you know, instead of having a regular news release, in a release to Facebook, said that officers responding to a report of a missing person Sunday night found the three men deceased inside the vehicle at Speedway convenience store in Hempstead, North Carolina, just north of Wilmington. Cause of death had not been made public. What does that tell you, if anything, my friend? Well, I mean, if anything.
I don't know. When it comes to the military, they're generally a little fuzzy. I mean, unless it's like a crash or something, a helicopter crash, plane crash, you know, things where people saw it, they're witnesses, obviously. Three dead soldiers. You know what? It would depend on their history. I mean, were they involved in any recent activities? That I would have to have more information.
Well, I'll tell you this, because you and I didn't have a chance to talk about this. We do have a source in Camp Lejeune that is providing some information, or promised to provide information later this evening. So we can report on this as we go. You and I will make sure you get the first bit of information, my friend.
Okay, cool.
All right.
I was still chasing a dead cook, so
yes.
Sorry. Well, I thought and so did you. And I don't know if you. I sent you a video of the police officer releasing a dog on the highway, a police dog on a man that had his hands up.
You know, I saw that. I saw that, and
it just kind of stunned me. And of course, it's got BLM wound up again, so expect to see them on the streets. Soon,
you know,
soon, and not necessarily in just located in Ohio right now. I think they're just looking for a reason to riot anywhere, and it's all part of this manufactured chaos.
Well, okay, so you saw that cold open video.
Yes, sir.
And that, of course, was a play on Paul Harvey's If I Were the Devil from the 1960s. Mm-hmm. Okay. Looking at that,
and not much changed, did it?
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, he was spot on. So, having said that, and what you just said with BLM and Antifa, of course, you know, getting things. Mm-hmm. How would this? What would? Really, they don't need a reason, but you know, what event or series of events would you look for them to? Just do, you know, begin to really double down on their actions?
Well, really all the things that they're doing, the article that I'm still working on, okay, it's probably the longest article I've ever written in my life. I was discussing that with Eric prior to the show. I'm going back in the article and I'm going to cover basically where I can trace to where the New World Order started.
Okay.
The globalist plan for the world. Okay. And it's going to show how they developed this art of distraction to cover what they're actually doing. And it's going to take you through history. It's very interesting. And you know me, I don't write that often. When I do write, I like to be very precise. And, it's going to be a very interesting article. I ask you not to fall asleep reading it because it is long, but it's going to walk you back to where the globalists started and walk you right up to today. And I'm just going to show you distraction, what's really going on, series of distractions, what's really going on. And anytime we see these sudden, you know, a dead cook, BLM getting ready to go on the march, we got all this stuff going on with Trump. Ladies and gentlemen, this is because something else bigger is going on. It's just like with COVID. When you suddenly look at the whole COVID thing, and I still scratch my head on it. what were they really up to outside of, take COVID and set it over here on the table. Okay. What were they really up to going on over here? Was it the 5G networks? I did, and maybe it's because I didn't notice them before, but it seemed like in different areas of U.S. and Canada, we suddenly had more towers, 5G network towers, than we ever had that I ever noticed before. So I was sitting there and I was going, what major happened? What major happened during COVID? Set COVID aside, set the intended kill aside. What else was going on?
Okay, so, and this is, I really think this is how we all have to approach everything. What you just said there, I think a lot of people can't and haven't or have not done. Set the intended kill aside.
Yes, okay. They think that the intended kill was the distraction was something else and the intended kill was the project. No. There's another project that was going on that I'm missing.
Okay, and I can that I can't
say 100% for sure. I'll bet you $100 on it. I can't say that, but I did notice the 5G network and the expansion of it in a very short period of time. Extremely short period of time.
And I'm glad you brought that 5G up because. Let me just toss this out to you because
go ahead. Okay, come on, bring it because I want help on this one. I'm scratching my head on it, Doug.
Well,
but I know what's there. I know there's something that I missed.
Okay, so I spoke to Paul McGuire. Yeah, I agree. I agree. Now I spoke to Paul McGuire, who's written just a number of books. But we were talking about the 5G rollout. And put that aside for a moment. But the presence of the hydrogel, or the lack of presence of that particular or other compounds within the injections. It's interesting to me how. Some people say, well, look, I got injected and I actually have an IP. Well, they're not saying it. You actually have an IP address by way of their injection. Others don't. Now, if death was the actual intent, like you said, okay, I think maybe we would see a greater death toll by now. Perhaps.
Yes.
Maybe
yes.
Not.
Yes.
But you and I both have taken. I just want to tell the people, folks, Randy Taylor, myself, look, we have taken courses in criminal psychology, in the forensics of crime, of various different forensic disciplines. So it's not like on television where it's cut and dry. There are a lot of different components to it. So you're absolutely right. That's the other thing I wanted to say. So go ahead and continue with if you didn't finish your thought.
I believe, and someone had broken this down, that there were three types of shots. And it was an interesting theory. And this was focused for Canada. But remember, folks, anytime I mention Canada, you got to remember I have Canada, U.S., all right? I have vested interest in both. I am a U.S. citizen, all right? And my first love is my country, United States of America. I have family in Canada. And just like if you were my family, I would care about you. I'd love you. I would defend you to the death. And that what was set up here, and actually came out in writing, was that there were, with Pfizer, there were three types of shots. There was basically a kill shot, then another shot, which is in the middle there somewhere, made people sick, picked off specific people, like maybe diabetics, things like that, which I took quite personally. And then basically a water shot. And they chose the injections according to the
red-blue demographic.
Yeah. Yeah. You saw that too then.
Yeah. Yeah. As a matter of fact, I think you and I were talking about that.
But that was very, very interesting. That caught my attention. That made a lot of sense. And I'll tell you right now, I would like to see these pharma people. See, here's the problem. Our FBI is shit. They're garbage. Okay. We don't even have an agency that we could take the heads of big pharma and have that agency go after them.
No.
We don't even have an agency like that. This Garland and the FBI, and I believe I said this yesterday, I would like nothing better than to see a president come in and the very next morning, if not the same day, arrest warrants. We have some people in the government that need to be removed. They need to be right. Yeah. And this is not a joke. They need to be arrested and removed from the government. No bond. And they can sit their ass in jail just like they treated the January 6th protesters. Okay. They can sit their ass in jail for however long it takes to get around them before we can get in there and hang them with evidence. And I'm talking politicians, judges, heads of departments. I'm not joking. I guarantee if I sat down, I could give you a list of 500 people, at least that have been corrupted, that have been infected by George Soros money, been infected by Gates money, been infected by that alien looking dude from Facebook, Zuckerberg. That guy he's just creepy.
Yeah, that's for sure.
No, but people like that, I mean, the corruption in this, it is so common now, it's like nobody gives a damn. Have you noticed that? I mean, the corruption, like they openly talk about it. They openly are seen together. They're openly this, openly that. They don't even give a damn because they know nobody's coming after them.
And you
wonder why the people want to revolt? You actually have the balls to say that? Excuse
me. No, don't worry about it. I want to say this. Your connection is kind of going in and out.
Am I fading in and out?
Yeah, you're cutting in and out a little bit on our end here. I'm thinking you have a program running, and you know what I'm talking about. You might have to turn that off. I don't know how you would do that.
Yep. I can go and look.
Can you?
Should be off, though.
Okay.
Just a second here.
A little. While you're attending to that, I'm going to cue this up here.
I see what's going on here.
Okay. Do we need to have him reconnect, Eric Deck? No, you just need to disconnect from what you're running.
Okay.
All right.
Let me see how I can do that.
Because, frankly, what you're saying is important. I don't want people missing any words. Meanwhile, I'm going to cue this up for you and for the audience. Yeah, folks, you remember the dancing nurses? Okay, now I saw this over the weekend, and it just repulsed me. And I thought, there's no way I want to show this to the audience. However, there's a reason I do now want to show this to the audience. Now, you remember the dancing nurses for COVID, you know, and all the nurses and the first responders, doctors, they're heroes and they're dancing and all this. It made no sense to me then. It makes a little more sense to me now, which is why I want to play this. This is video number one. Folks, on your show notes, if you go to HagmanPI.com, click on the title, it'll open up the page. I promise it will. We've been having some issues with Rumble. This connects to Brighteon, I believe. But regardless, if you go to HagmanPI.com, you'll be able to see all of what we use. But do please subscribe to us on Rumble and Brighteon. But to give Randy Taylor the chance to fix that issue. This is a minute-long video new release now instead of Dancing for COVID. And I, you understand when I use that, that term COVID, SARS-CoV-2, more appropriately. Now they're Dancing for Climate Change. Go ahead and play video one.
Fossil fuels, save money with renewables. Come on, kids, to pay the price. Ignoring scientists' advice. Leaders should be done to stop the climate crisis. So we stay alive, stay alive. Cut down carbon to stop a bunch of stuff. So we stay alive, stay alive. We all want to stay alive, stay alive.
For radio listeners, now you're watching them drop to the earth, people drop to the ground, nurses coming over to pretend to provide medical assistance. Failing to be able to do so, they are now covering up the bodies, in quotation marks, and issuing death certificates. And in some cases, even the dead are covering themselves up because that's just not enough. Look at this. Look at this insanity. Randy Taylor, are you back and are you strong?
I believe so.
Okay, better. Good. What in the hell is going on with this?
Kooks.
Yeah.
I didn't see the video.
Okay. Well, sadly. You remember the dancing nurses and doctors, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So just intersperse or replace COVID with climate change.
Well, first of all,
go ahead.
Go ahead, Eric.
What do we use horns for funerals?
Well, down in New Orleans, they use up here. I don't know.
Military.
Thank you.
That's so disrespectful. It's ridiculous.
Huh. Good catch. I didn't think about that. but Randy Taylor, you got a bunch of psychos, and this is spreading. Now the big thing is, well, COVID. We did this stuff on COVID, and now we're going to do it on climate change against fossil fuels. What the hell?
This whole fossil fuels thing is. They're saying they're going to phase them. They can't phase them out, Doug.
Well, and by the way, it's not fossil fuels.
Really,
I mean,
I'm saying John Kerry flies in a jet to go have a meeting with somebody about fossil fuel, about CO2 emissions. It's not, there's no way that we.
There, now you can see them, right? These are the dancing nurses now giving.
Are they dying from climate change?
Yes, yes. Oh, yes.
You know what? I'm tired of the God players. You know what? If the planet's going to burn up, fine. We're all going together. That's the end of it. That's God's intention. They're not going to change it. They're going to kill a bunch of us in the process of trying to change it.
And but that's what they want to do.
Climate change is BS from the word go. Okay, and I'll tell you. Listen. I'll tell you how you know. One way I knew all along. When you look, I used to be an HVAC contractor.
Yeah.
And I would have to do loads on houses and build as commercial buildings. The outdoor ambient temperature never changed in all those years. And I'm going to tell you something else. There was a thing here. I saw a thing where it came out in Canada because it was sent to me. About one of the ministers saying this was the hottest on record, and when it gets into the 90s and 95 and above, that's the kind of stuff that'll kill people. And I'm sitting here, I'm going, okay, all right. Fort Benning, Georgia, where I took my basic training, okay, on Ranger School. Fort Benning, Georgia. I remember specifically 102 on the board and 104 on the board. Because they posted the temperature. That's way higher than 95%, or 95 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
And we were fine. Oh, there was some heat exhaustion. Fine. But we were also in basic training. So we're out there running and doing this and doing that. You know what I mean? We were exerting ourselves. And we did just fine. When I was a kid, I remember the thermometer at the house at the lake, 98 degrees. And we'd just go swimming. It was so warm that the water was warm. The lake water was warm. So I don't know what the hell. I don't know if these people think that we're 12 years old and we don't remember anything. Or, and I'll tell you what it really is, they have totally gone after the youngest generation possible. The 18 to 25 that don't know their butt from a hole in the ground. Okay? And they can sell them anything. The same clowns that bought into the COVID, the same clowns that buy into everything the government says, and the government baits them with stuff like free universal income. We're going to pay your college tuition. We're going to pay your college bill off.
Well, we have to talk about that too, because
they're hooking the young voters and the illegal aliens.
But just so you know, Biden gave the middle finger to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Yes,
and has forgiven 39 million
billion
in student loans. What the hell?
Billion, my friend, billion. And you know why these people are doing this stuff? To attract voters. You know why when Justin Trudeau gets in a jet and flies somewhere every morning, he gets up, he gives away another $1 billion? Because they're all planning on Klaus Schwab's Great Reset. When everything zeroes out, they go to digital currency, and nobody, including countries, primarily countries, have any debt. That's why they're writing checks like mad. Look at the U.S. debt. It's in the trillions. It's like over $30 trillion, 32 or something. They don't give a damn, Doug, because they're planning on this Great Reset. That's why people are writing checks for stuff that they're writing checks. I mean, somebody needs to take their checkbooks away, except it doesn't matter because they fully intend on this Great Reset. I'm not joking, man. Okay. This is more than a theory. Look at this crazy spending. These people don't have this money. These countries don't have this money. Canada's given away billions to Ukraine. They don't have the money to do that.
And Zelensky in Ukraine is pissed off because he's not getting more.
You know what? That guy needs to be held up. He needs to be held underwater until he starts telling the truth. That guy, that guy has a con artist. He's a paid actor. He's a con artist, and he needs to go set in Kiev at the McDonald's, where it's obviously very safe because the kids are in there eating and everything's cool at McDonald's.
And by the way, it's Kiev, not Kiev, Biden and leftists. Okay, we didn't change.
Biden, I'm surprised he can even pronounce the word. What a moron. What an embarrassment. He's going to be, like you said, he's not seeing this term out. I guarantee you.
Now, he's not.
Saying the, I promise you, he dies in office.
Exactly. Something is going to happen.
I promise you, he's going to have to die.
All four of them actually are going to have to die. Okay, because there's more than one Biden. You're exactly right. I want to get back to
because he also knows the secrets, and with him rambling on blind, they'll be afraid of him wandering down the street one day and talking to a reporter. He is going to have to be terminated. Yeah. They are going to terminate him. I'm telling you right now, he's surrounded by handlers. When he's pulled out of the White House, you can't have this guy walking around. I'm telling you, they will. And I hate to say it, and I'm not threatening the man in any way. I don't want anybody to kill Joe Biden. I really don't.
Nope. I don't.
In my opinion, controlled, he's harmless.
Well, we're going to be talking about murder.
All right, let's keep it on. Let's not get stuck on one subject.
Okay, I want to show you this, going back to this climate change. This is a source page from, just really quick. This is cool. Source page.
Climate change is a scam.
Well, yeah. Right. Look at this. Look what's on your screen. UN predicts disaster of global warming not checked. It's dated June of 1980 friggin' nine, saying that that entire nations could be wiped off the face of the earth by rising sea levels if global warming trend is not reversed by when? 2000.
We talked about this. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do I'll give you a quick experiment to explain this global warming. Oh, it's a bunch of crap. Okay. The ice can melt all at once. Take a glass of water, please. Set it on the counter. I want you to put a napkin. You don't even put a napkin on. Just set it on the counter. I want you to fill it with water. Then I want you to put ice in it. Okay. Just get everything settled down. Wipe the glass off. I want the ice taller than the water sticking out of the glass. I want you to leave. I want you to come back in 2 hours. If you use their theory, there should be water all over the counter.
Yeah.
It won't be there. Well, it's a load of crap.
Yeah.
This is crap. And I'm going to tell you where this started, Doug.
Go.
Remember the Al Gore Bush problem with the election? Al Gore technically won the election. Truthfully won the election. Yep. His phone rang. George Bush Sr. said, Al, I need you to step away from this and let my son be president. Why? Because we're going into the Middle East. Al Gore was not the wartime president. He wasn't George Bush's son. He could not sit in that chair. And the bait they used, he told Al Gore, and call me a liar, old man, from the grave. Call me a liar, old man. He said, I will make you rich beyond your wildest dreams.
Yeah.
You and your family will always be taken care of. I just told you what everybody should have figured out on their own. That was a bought and paid for election. And the bait was this scam. And it worked so good then, they've been using it ever since. Anybody that believes this global warming, I'll tell you right now, if God wants to destroy this planet, he'll destroy it. Bill Gates ain't going to stop it.
No.
And for that stupid, rotten piece of crap to even challenge my God, I hope God destroys him. I hope God strikes him down. We need a lesson. We need a Bernie Bush today, baby. Bernie Bush, that's good, Bush.
Burning Bush. What a turn of phrase on that.
Sorry about that one. I didn't threaten President Bush.
No, of course not. You know, the man that Epstein has a painting of, Epstein Islander had a painting of, with him sitting on the floor with a paper airplane and two Jenga piles, you know, having one spin towers. Nothing odd there.
To see here, folks. Keep moving.
Okay. All
right, what were you saying, Doug? Let's get back.
Okay. Yeah. I want your comments because of your experience in homicide as well as investigations. I want your comments on the deaths associated with Obama. But before I do, to really punch the fact that they're going to take Biden out. The walls are closing in on Biden. This is beyond a rookie mistake. This is video number two. It's really quick. And the BS behind Fox being I'm so surprised about this. What a bunch of crap that is. But Hunter Biden's attorneys are facing sanctions for lying to a clerk about his criminal case. For this to happen, you've got to be beyond stupid for this to happen. Listen, watch this, and then compare this to Joseph Biden's position right now and what it means for Joseph Biden. Go ahead and play. This would be video number two in the show notes.
All right, on the eve of the potential Hunter Biden plea deal getting finalized, the lawyer for the House Ways and Means Committee requested to file a friend of the court brief, an amicus brief. In essence, the Republican Congress wanted to file all the evidence gathered so they could kill the deal. Well, in response, Hunter's lawyers allegedly called the judge's clerk and pretended to work for the Ways and Means Committee and requested that the evidence be taken down. Now, when this was discovered, the judge in the case threatened Hunter's lawyers with sanctions. due to this impersonating of the House Ways and Means Committee. This is insane. And it's a serious breach. And it could, in some cases, this could lead to actual disbarment, certainly sanctions. The story is still developing, but it speaks to the utter desperation and unprofessionalism of Biden's team.
And this is going to drag Joseph Biden into the mix. And let me ask you, Randy Taylor, what law firm, what lawyer in the right mind would allow this or be behind this, feeling that there won't be ramifications?
They have the feeling that there won't be ramifications, but if there are, they've been promised they'll be taken care of the rest of their life.
But I think this goes to what you were saying, where Biden's got to go.
Biden's is leaving. Yeah, folks, you mark my words, they're brushing the horses right now for that thing, you know what I mean? And they got a nice flag ready to drape over the coffin. Biden is now a problem.
Yep.
It's a severe liability with an election looming around the corner. Okay. And I'm just telling you, and it's what he knows that makes him dangerous and what he presents that makes him dangerous. This is all, you can just see the handwriting on the wall. That's not enough to bump him out of office. They couldn't ensure that they could keep him away from anybody that would talk to him. And right now, anybody, if Joe Biden started talking, a reporter or something would listen. Absolutely. You know?
Amen to that. All right. I want to show you this. Look, the narrative is falling apart. Biden's criminality, the Biden family, from the old man to the grandchildren, it's coming now. It's impossible to hide, okay? And it's not being hidden, okay? So they've got to, like you said, they've got to get rid of this man because he's become a liability. All right. So having said that, other stories are beginning to unravel. Like we talked earlier, the efficacy of the injecticide. Oh, it works. It works as a depopulation measure. Page 5 in the show notes, Tori Kelly rushed to the hospital after collapsing. And isn't this interesting? As reported by TMZ, doctors are finding the cause. Well, blood clots. And blood clots are a major so-called side effect, but in our view, I don't want to speak for RT there, but, you know.
Some of the stuff they're pulling out of these coroners.
Yes.
And people are working in funeral homes. And these are people that have absolutely no reason to lie. And they're actually presenting video evidence of what is coming out of people's veins.
Yes.
That they've never seen before. And it's gross.
It goes to what you said about 5G, too. I think there's a component with at least some.
Yeah. Yes, we were hoodwinked on the COVID thing, okay? But there's something far greater was going on. There was something that we missed. And I'm going to keep digging until we find it.
And I think super soldiers, in my mind, it bounces in my mind, also programmable. There are people you can program through whether through Neuralink or even something latent and or covert, occult, I should say, within the injecticide. Moving right along, this is what I really want to get your take on. Tafari Campbell's death. This is page 6 in the show notes. Tafari Campbell's death has eerie parallels with Clinton chef Walter Scheib. Can we play that video? Can we do that? Okay. Yeah, we can read along here because this is very interesting. Go ahead and hit the play button and I'll, the tragic death of Tafari Campbell, an employee of Barack Obama, his body was found in the water in Martha's Vineyard, sparked a wave of controversy. His death, an employee of Barack, was recovered near Barack's home, Barack and Michelle, on Martha's Vineyard Monday. It's conspiracy theories abound. I'm paraphrasing here, of course. Thank you for pausing that. The body, he's 45, of Campbell, a White House chef during Obama's regime there, was recovered by police divers from this.
That's the key. What you just said is key.
Go ahead.
He was their chef.
Well, actually,
actually, wasn't out there making breakfast for him. It said Newsweek said the same thing. And Newsweek is the only one I saw that put it in print, who formerly worked as a chef in his White House.
Okay, but correct me if I'm wrong, because I saw somewhere where Obama extended the invitation for him to come along as his personal chef. Did you see that?
No, I did not.
Okay.
That's what was troubling me, is why was he there? Why was Obama not there?
Right.
There was a lot of things that weren't lining up. And then when I saw how he died, immediately I thought, this is a CIA hit.
All right.
This is classic.
Well, go ahead and continue with this. Okay, so Edgartown, which is also famous for Mary Jo Kopechne and Teddy Kennedy, but okay, on Martha's Vineyard, shortly before 10 o'clock Monday morning, according to Massachusetts State Police, that's when the body was found. Okay, so we go on here. Campbell, he supposedly paddleboarding on July 23rd when he got into trouble. How does anyone know this? Well, police called at 7:46 p.m. to reports of a person in distress. Why was he in distress? Who made the call? I want to know these things. I know RT does too.
Yeah, they're saying there's a witness, but we're not getting any indication of a witness, and we certainly didn't see any interviews of a witness.
Exactly. Now, but
they're saying there was a witness to this, and if they're a witness and I see somebody drowning, wouldn't I get my ass in 8 feet of water and help them?
Thank you. There it
is. 8 feet of water. I'm surprised they didn't videotape it for YouTube.
Quick on the draw there. That's an interesting... Yeah. 8 feet of water.
Let's draw the parallels here, Doug. Okay, Walter Scheib. Go ahead. You got more information on Walter Scheib.
Well, okay.
This is Clinton's cook. Okay. I want you to think of, first of all, let's establish a cook, okay?
Yeah.
A cook chef is like a maid. They see everything. They hear everything. They're in the room. They're taken for granted.
Yeah.
And they're saying it's because of a book that he had started writing. Well, I don't think that's the case. I'll tell you what I think. And I don't think it's anything that happened in the past. I think he was privy to the future. Because remember, Obama is basically running this administration from a remote location.
Good
Biden is not in charge. I think that this fella, okay, heard something, knew something, accidentally said something, which indicated that he had heard something that's coming up. Okay? Like something big, something huge, something like, I told you before, I think they're going to try and kill Donald Trump. It could be something like that. If a cook, Obama's cook came out and ran to CBS with that one, you know what I'm saying, or Fox. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We can't right now. They have to do things so precise and stay on schedule if they're going to make that 2030 deadline.
Actually, like you said yesterday, and like 2025.
Stay on schedule. They got to stay on schedule. And that man right there in that picture.
Okay, now this is different.
This is
Walter Scheib.
God, it looks like Hunter Biden, doesn't it? Poor bastard.
A cleaned up version of Biden.
Yeah, no kidding.
But
that's a classic kill technique. Remember William Casey?
Yes, let's talk CIA about William director. Casey.
Eric, I shot you just a clip on that. So it's a still. William Casey was a CIA director. Okay. William Casey, it took 9 days to find his body, but he was out doing the same thing, paddleboarding.
Well, in a canoe.
In a canoe. Same modus operandi.
Right.
Okay? They probably got to the house and said, oh, crap, he doesn't have a kayak. Stick him in the canoe.
His dinner was still on the table, and his doors were unlocked, Colby's. So
yeah. That was a kill.
Yes.
I mean, come on, people. This is where we say you've got to dig deeper than the headline. is that if they're, and they're killing high profile people. One case, the head of the CIA, he was the former head of the CIA at that point. Who was the other guy that went in, the head of the CIA, that went in for a simple surgery and died on the operating table?
Oh, who was that?
I can't think of his name, but that one. And for some reason, Doug, it didn't surprise me.
Of course not.
You know, and I sit here and I'm I look at this and I'm like, man, this government is so far out of hand. So far out of hand. And that when they questioned that interview, you sent me an interview of Wiener.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God, was that an awesome interview. That guy, he tripped his trigger when he started asking about the Clinton body count.
You know, Wiener. I don't know who that podcaster was.
But he went straight for the jugular. And he led you going into the interview like he wasn't going to do that.
Right.
No, that's conspiracy theory. We'll talk about that. That's not established, blah, blah, blah. And then he goes, wham, nailed the guy. And Wiener flipped. Absolutely flipped out. And what was his you're dishonoring the military members by saying that.
That was all about the Clinton body count. What I'll do, folks, rather than play that, if you go to HagmanPI.com, it'll be on the
interview.
In the show. Yeah, it'll be in the show notes as well as on HagmanPI, because I think people need to see his reaction. Now you're. Expert is a legal term, but you're educated in body language. When you saw Wiener react to that, you could tell that question was the last thing he wanted to be asked.
Oh, it was like, right, he thought he was being let off the hook with the way the guy, you know, prepped him.
Yep.
He didn't think for one second the guy was going there.
Yeah, yeah. And I think his body language said everything. Don't forget Anthony Wiener, for those who don't know, married to Huma Abedin. Huma Abedin, of course, very close, and I mean very close, spoon-like close to Hillary, yeah. Diane Rodham, the Yak Clinton. Okay. Yeah. So all these deaths, to me, when you add them up and start looking at the modus operandi as well as their positions, Randy Taylor, there's a trail of bodies of people who either heard, know. Think about the girl at Starbucks, and this has been debunked so many times. The girl at Starbucks back, in fact, I was there at that Starbucks right after it happened to see the location. She was shot, as well as several other employees. She interned at the White House, her and
Seth Rich.
And look at Seth Rich.
Remember?
Yes.
What a disgrace! What a horrible thing! And people, here's the thing: people just, there's a lot of this.
And his, you know, parents. What the hell's up with his parents? You mentioned his death. They threatened to sue you.
I think they were threatened. Or so in love with the Democrat Party. This is the thing, this love with the left, you know, it's like a mental illness. You can't have a rational conversation with these people. They don't, it just doesn't register, it doesn't click.
You know, let's talk about Seth Rich for a second, okay?
Yeah.
So Seth Rich gets shot walking late at night. There's a lot of mystery surrounding his death, which, folks, we are not going to let go, okay, regardless. Now, Randy Taylor, you know,
yes, sir.
I went through the loss of my son, okay?
Yes, sir. I remember now,
okay,
it was yesterday.
If something happened to your daughter, and look, Joe carries a lot of blame for what happened, to put where he put himself in a position to allow this to happen. Okay, but
right.
Now there's a but there, and that there a huge but, like, you know, a TikTok but
right.
There. Okay, but there were other circumstances that were involved in this. If something happened to your daughter, your son, your family member.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you stop it? I mean, you saw me.
Let me tell you. Yes, sir. I can't. I when you called me, I got to you.
But why?
Because you were out on the ledge, my friend.
For what purpose?
You were angry. You were angry.
Because there were people who were walking around who did things.
Yes. Yes. And the thing is, especially in the type of what we do, you the first thing you do is you wonder, if you're like me, the first thing you do is something I did.
Yes.
You know, are they getting even with me? I remember like it was yesterday, dog. I really do. I'm sorry, brother.
But the point I was now, trying to make there is,
if the circumstances were different, I would have went anywhere with you and done anything you wanted to do. I would have backed
exactly.
I would not have. I would have said, all right, if we're going to do this, and make sure we have everything, because we're going to clean this up.
But such is the case.
It would be like that if it was my kid, because you know she don't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
Something happens to her, I'll tell you right now, I don't give a damn who you have protecting you. You're dead.
Exactly. And such is the case of Seth Rich.
We could be surrounded by the U.S. Army. I'm going to get you.
And there, the U.S. Army would not be able to stop you.
No. No.
But
my my old man always said, if somebody wants you dead,
you're dead.
You're dead.
And people have to come to terms with that.
And I
think when you look at the deaths that we just spoke about, those people who actually dismiss.
I don't look at Seth Rich's parents as even looking at it logically.
Or really, maybe too logically.
Perhaps. I mean, or someone got to him.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then we've also, and you know this, we've met people that shut out the facts for comfort reasons.
Exactly.
We've known people like that. We all know people like that. They're like, oh, I don't want to hear it. No, they were good. No, they didn't do anything wrong. Those are all lies. You know what I mean?
Right.
We've been there, and you know, maybe it's a case of, I don't know what the medical terminology is for that, but no, maybe it's something like that. But I see these things, and I don't understand why 99% of America looks at, like Vince Foster, 99% of America look at and go, he was killed.
He committed suicide in Marcy Park. I mean, what's...
Yeah, you know. It's like, yeah, it was like the guy that in the Kill the Messenger, you know, that reported on all the drug trafficking and all the United States government was involved in.
Yep.
Okay. And he commits suicide by shooting himself twice in the head.
Yeah.
How does
you look at the deaths and you have to say there's...
The coroners are paid off or scared.
Right.
There's a huge difference between a suicide and a homicide. There's a huge difference.
Exactly. And people should be able to tell the difference. I took a forensic course with the coroner of Shelby County, Tennessee, who was found wrapped up in barbed wire, had a bomb strapped to his chest, and... The investigative body said, oh, well, he did that to himself to get attention, when in fact there was a case that he was working on that would have exposed certain...
I consider you an expert on that. I consider you an expert on that subject matter. So,
well,
you know, I just, you know, and then there's the thing where you really don't even have to be an expert to look at some of these things.
No. Tracy.
The simplest mind would go, that's what I don't understand. And here's the thing, they get away with this. So guess what? Somebody else is going to die.
And there it is.
That's what murderers do. That's what thieves do. They steal the first time, they do it again. Murderers, they do it, they kill once. Because I'll tell you right now, as far as I'm concerned, I consider Hillary Clinton a serial killer.
I do as well.
Once removed, but a serial killer.
Yep.
You can be a serial killer. Charles Manson was a serial killer. He never killed anybody with his own two hands that we know of. I mean, there's a couple we suspect, but in those Tate LaBianca murders, he wasn't there.
Right.
Yes, people do it. And therefore, he was a serial killer. And guess what? Yep. Hillary Clinton is a serial killer.
And with that, we have to end because, man, this hour went quick.
I'll tell you what. Ladies and gentlemen, please, please stay with us. Hang with us. We're busy. We're working on things. We appreciate your support. And please continue to support us financially. We got things we've got to get done. You guys know we got a plan, but we need help.
And I'll tell you what, we're running out of time.
That makes you part of the plan.
There you go. And it's not that plan, it's our plan.